views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, I'd like to invite you to connect with me after the show through our personal website, AskSueLondon.com. The address, again, is AskSueLondon.com. When you go to the website, folks, I want to encourage you to sign up for my free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that newsletter, I'm going to send you lots of great offers and bonuses and details on our guests and upcoming events. And I'm also going to send you 10 videos that are filled with tools and techniques and life lessons, things that I did in my own personal life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy. I was given 30 minutes to live, overcame abuse, a divorce, and a near-death experience, and went on to soar and meet Mr. Right and have the wonderful life that I absolutely love. So to get all of that great stuff, go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, sign up for that free newsletter. So, Christopher, my friend, how are you this week?
I am doing fine. I'm just like on the go, go, go all week long. How are you?
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, it has been a very, very interesting week, to say the least.
I know.
It's crazy. Folks, if you missed the show last week, I was sharing with everyone, and Christopher knows that our little dog, Willie, he passed away. He crossed over while he was in my arms. It was last Wednesday morning early. And the things that have been happening since he's crossed over have been, you know what? You know me, Christopher, I don't get speechless, right?
Never.
And I'm even speechless with the things that are happening. It's just been amazing how he's been coming back, coming through our other animals, our dog Gus. And when I say our other animals, our daughter's dog, which is, I call her my grand dog, Mia. She's been with us for this past week. Through songs in the radio, I was saying to you, Christopher, our guest Bonnie Ross, you remember she was on the beginning of January doing the psychic medium readings.
Yes, and a regular to your show. Good
friend.
Yeah.
Well, she just was ordained as a minister on Sunday, and my husband Ross and I were there, and it was unbelievable what happened. Bonnie and her husband Daryl, you know, they sing my theme music, Perfect Sky, for our show, right? Mm-hmm. They were singing the song From the Other Side. Now, we have a copy of that. We've played it on the show before, and I want you to look that up because we want to play that next week for the special show we're doing.
Okay.
But what happened, Bonnie and Daryl were singing this song, and as they were singing it, Willie appeared in front of me again with this message that it was time for me to soar, time for me to fly, and exactly the words he was saying is exactly the words that Bonnie and Daryl were echoing and singing at that time. And at the time, outside, it was cloudy. It was just kind of a dull day. The minute that Willie appeared, the sun came out. And Bonnie realized, too, as she was singing, she was looking at me, and she could tell I was getting quite choked up. And so he gave me this message that it was time for me to really soar, really fly. And I got the message. And as soon as he gave me the message, he was gone again, and the sun went in again, and the clouds were out again. And Ross could feel it as well, and I was just, like, I was freezing. And just the things that were happening, I'm even speechless. And this has been going on around the clock for the last week. And I don't know if I told you this, Christopher, or not, but Willie has brought his replacement to us already.
I know you did, and you sent me a picture.
I sent you a picture, didn't I?
Yes, and it's another Shih Tzu.
He is, yeah. Marley is his name, and our dog Gus, he still will not tell us when he has to go side to pee because he had Willie do that for him. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
So now Mia is here, and she's been doing that and telling us, you know, we know when Gus has to go, you know, but we're kind of trying to encourage him to tell us because we don't want him to depend on other dogs, right? But, when he's been alone, he's been quite sad in that. So we said to our daughter, you know, that we are going to have to get another one. And we called around to different shelters. Nobody had any dogs that didn't shed. They were German Shepherds, big dogs, and we wanted a smaller dog. And so I said to our daughter, you know, help us find the right one. Well, here's another eerie thing that made me speechless. Our daughter, Krista, had said that, you know, she connected with this woman and said that she just felt strongly that she had the dog for us. So Ross and I went with our daughter to see the puppies. The mother, get this, the mother of Marley, guess who he looks exactly like?
Like Molly.
Well, like Willie.
Really? I was going to say like Molly.
No, exactly like Willie. The father looks like Molly. And folks, Molly was our dog that we lost live on the show. Was that May 3rd, 2012, right, Chris? And the grandmother of this little puppy looks exactly like our Rocky, the dog that got me through all my challenges.
Oh, so I remember that. I remember that day, too.
Right? So you tell me, like, what are the chances of us getting a new puppy that looks exactly like, the mother looks exactly like the dog we just lost a week earlier, and, you know, the father looks exactly like, you know, our dog Molly, and the grandmother like Rocky. Like, we were all just speechless over that.
Well, I had a similar situation with my cat, Sugarloaf, who's kind of skittish. He's afraid to come in sometimes. He's very timid. He's a cat that we adopted at one of our car dealership remotes, and he looks exactly like, I don't know if I ever spoke of Sox to you.
Yes, you have.
But Sox passed away in March of 2011, and I think that was the same year you started to do your show, if I'm not mistaken.
That was right. Yeah, that's right.
And Sox was a black and white cat, and Sugarloaf looks almost, he's just smaller, but he's like a smaller version of Sox. And it's amazing how he only takes to me. And I mean, yeah, he's friendly to Lena and Adrian and Hayden, but he really takes to me like I'm something special, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was interesting because when we went, I'm all about, you know, the animals pick us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, there was three puppies. And the one puppy, he decided that we were not the ones for sure. He was staying. There was no doubt about it. He was going behind the cage. He was getting away from us as best as he could, right? And there was a little female and a little male. And we just were kind of being open. Whichever one was with us, didn't matter, you know, male or female, just the right one would choose us. So Ross and I were there with Krista, and right away Krista picked up the male, Marley, right? And she said, Mom, this is the one. This is the one. And so I was holding the girl. I was kind of still in that place that I'm in shock, speechless about how these three dogs look like our dogs on the other side. And I'm still grieving, honestly, about Willie, even though I'm still, you know, communicating with him and that. And so Ross, he had made his choice, but he didn't say anything. And so I asked the little girl, the female, you know, if do you want to come home with me? Just laid there. Then I picked up Marley, and I said, do you want to come home with me? And he started going crazy, licking my face and jumping around. Now, you know how I love animals licking my face, right?
You do.
So everybody was like, there's your sign. That's your sign that he's your one. And then Ross said later that he had picked him to come home with us, but he wanted to, you know, to see what I said first because he wanted me to feel the energy. So isn't that just amazing? That's just a couple things what has happened in the last week. It's been insane. So
that is amazing.
You know, but so next week we are doing a special show, and it's dedicated to all of our furry friends who we've loved and we've lost. And the show is called Signs and Messages from the Other Side. And we're basically going to talk, folks, about how our animals prepare us and how to be aware of those signs and how we get messages from them when they do cross, how they come through in so many different ways to tell us they're okay. Now, what I'm doing next week is four listeners are going to receive a special gift from me. And so you have to email me right away to be part of the show next week. And what's happening is that two people's pets are going to receive distant Reiki healing from me. If they're, you know, maybe some sickness in them or they're getting ready to cross, having a hard time. So you just simply have to send me a picture of them and their name, and then I'll send them some Reiki. And then two other people who have lost their pets, gone to the other side, if you send me their photo and their name, I will be giving you a live message from your pet during the show next week. So you have to email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. So that's it for now. We got to save some more. I could just go on and talk about all these signs because there's so much more, but that's going to be like more than an hour show next week, I think, Chris.
That's great. I love it.
But we've got to go to a quick break. Now, for today's show, folks, I am so glad you tuned in because we are talking about tapping for abundance. So we're going to help you to create a really awesome, abundant 2014. And we've got Charlotte Cassidy with us back again. And she's going to do EFT with us all. So, Chris, I think we need to take a break. And then when we come back, we'll tell everybody who don't know about Charlotte who she is. And then we'll get started with creating some abundance.
That's what we're doing.
Sound good? Perfect. We'll take that break, folks, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today my guest is Charlotte Cassidy, and today we are tapping for abundance. Now, I kind of talked a lot in the first part, and I didn't get a chance to tell you who Charlotte is. If you were lucky enough to hear the live show, Charlotte was with us December 19th. Now, if you did miss that show, it was a busy time of year with the holidays, you can hear that show that Charlotte did with us back December 19th. Just go to talkradio.com and look up Charlotte Cassidy, and then you'll see the show. You can hear the archive show that we did. It was awesome. This girl has such great information. Now, Charlotte is a psychotherapist. She's a counselor, a wellness coach, who's received the Master of Arts degree in counseling psychology from the Adler School of Professional Psychology in Chicago. Now, Charlotte has experience in a variety of treatment modalities, and she's worked in private practice, hospital, and school settings. She is an advanced Psych-K facilitator and utilizes a variety of energy psychology techniques to increase her client's sense of health and well-being. And today she's going to be here with us doing EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And she's a fellow Canadian, which I'm proud to say. She actually works and lives in my hometown where I grew up in Milton, Ontario, Canada. So I'm really excited to share her with you today. Now, to learn more about Charlotte and to book her to work with her, her website is psychandthecity.org. So check her out after the show and make sure you hear that archive show from December 19th. So Charlotte, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
It seems such a long time ago that we had New Year's, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It seems like 100 years ago.
I know. Is that what happens when you get older? That'll be a whole other show, won't it? Well, I'm really excited you're here because, you know, how many times do we hear people say, you know, I can't have money because of this or that? So I'm really glad that we're doing a show today about tapping and EFT and about the topic of abundance, because a lot of people have stuff around that, don't they?
Yes, and it is the new year, and I think a lot of people, when they're looking at beginning a new year, they often focus on things that they want to attract into their life, and usually abundance in some form is something that people really want to focus on and get a fresh start on for 2014.
Right. And I was going to mention, too, folks, that, you know, if you have some blocks and you don't know how to release them, or you've got any questions around this topic, or you want to ask Charlotte, give us a call today at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask the questions through the instant feedback area on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So we're here to help you today. So let's create that abundance together, folks, okay? Now, okay, tell everybody blocks. Let's start there.
Okay. There's a lot of different reasons why blocks pop up. And it's really critical to identify and focus on the most important aspects of the problem. And that really leads to enduring change. Studies in neuroscience tell us that up to 95% of our lives are actually working through our subconscious. So it's our subconscious that's that storehouse of our attitudes, values, and beliefs. Mm-hmm. And it's from a belief point that we form perceptions about the world and ourselves, and from these perceptions we develop our behaviors. Mm-hmm. So those belief systems, in my area of psychology, we believe that those are set by the age of six. And there's good science to back up why that would be. When we look at EEG activity, and so looking specifically at brain waves, mm-hmm. from birth to 2 years, we're predominantly in a delta wave. Mm-hmm. From 2 to 6 years, we're predominantly in theta wave. And those are very suggestible states. So as young children, we're taking in a lot of information and we're forming belief systems that may not always be good for us as adults. Mm. And children are very good observers, but we're poor interpreters at that point in time.
Can I share an example? Yes. Because, I mean, I've done a lot of work on myself, and EFT really helped me. And one of the things that I found when you say the programming and what we are raised with, I was always told by my parents that if you ever made money from helping somebody, you were a very bad person. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine what is my career, right? So when I first started my career, it was like, okay, why is this not working for me? And that was an example, folks, of what I had to work on to release that. But it is true. It is amazing what we remember, we interpret as a child. It can really mess us up, and we don't even know it for years.
It can. You know, children watching parents fight about money or being worried about money, not having enough to pay the bills, they can form a belief that, well, money's bad. It causes fighting. It causes stress. And you start vibrating from an energy and blocking that flow of money to you. Mm-hmm. So there are some money limiting beliefs that people have. So just for example, and these are fairly common ones. There's not enough money to go around. If I have more money, that means that I'm taking away from someone else. It takes money to make money. It's greedy for me to want more. If I become wealthy, people will hate me. I'm not worthy of wealth, or I don't deserve success. So those are some underlying belief systems that we may not always be consciously aware of, but that are driving our behaviors. So people that are, you know, working long hours and it's kind of a hand-to-mouth situation, there's often a limiting belief under that when we start digging. And that limiting belief is causing an emotion that is blocking abundance from...
I've heard another one. People say, I have to work hard to make money. And
they're that's like, a big one.
Yeah. They're breaking their backs, and that's what they need to do. Now, Christopher, you're listening. Is there any of this... Does any of this come up for you? Any of these, or do you have other examples?
Well, for blockage, as far as I'm concerned, it's whenever I realize that I'm completely enjoying myself, it's like my brain gets in the way and tells me, I can't enjoy this. I have to worry about something. And even if there's nothing to worry about, that's when it's the worst.
What do you say to that one, Charlotte?
Well, I'm wondering if the, you know, working hard, work has to be hard for me to be to have abundance and make money from it. I'm wondering if that's part of the belief under that, because when you're having fun, you're in a state where things are probably flowing, and then you're getting nervous about that.
Right. When there's real problems to worry about, those are actually better days for me, believe it or not.
That's your comfort zone.
So it's like, I need problems to be, to be balanced.
Oh my goodness.
I don't want them. It's just the way it is.
You know, Charlotte, you've heard me say to you off the air that we, Chris and I, kick each other's butt. You have my permission to kick his butt right now.
I thought only you could do that, Sue.
Oh, okay. Charlotte.
So when you're in a state of, I need to have a problem here, I need to be the problem solver to have some validation in my life. Does that ring true? For me to be important and for people to need me, I need to be solving a problem. Does that ring true for you, Chris?
Yes, I would say you're actually you're hitting the nail right on the head. As always, Sue, you always find people who do that.
I'm not useful unless I'm helping someone else with a problem or solving a problem.
Well, that's great. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
Does that resonate? Does that resonate, though, Chris, with you?
Yes, it does.
So we could do a tapping exercise on that.
Okay, now, Chris, I'm just thinking we need to go to a break now. Can we skip that break and then go right into this to keep it going?
Yeah, we'll keep it going, and we have to take the break at the next break we have to take.
We have to take the, well, do you want to take that break now? And
then skip the next one? You want to do that?
Yeah because okay. If that's okay, and then
yeah, that's fine.
When listening, you know, do this process with us, because many of you listening, you know, all that mirroring stuff that happens out there, right? Many of you could be experiencing this too. So let's take the break, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Our guest here is Charlotte Cassidy, and we're tapping for abundance today, folks. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back, and we're going to start teaching you how to do the tapping.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook /Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. And folks, today we've got Charlotte Cassidy here with us, and we're tapping for abundance. You're going to learn today how to do EFT, which is the Emotional Freedom Technique. And before the break, in case you've just tuned in, Charlotte was talking about how our programming as a child or in our earlier years, things that we see, we interpret maybe differently than as it is. It can affect us in how we create or we don't create or attract abundance. So we were talking about blocks. So what we're doing now is, Charlotte, you've got a message or a statement that you're working with Christopher that you've made for him, and then you want to take it from here, what happens next? Okay.
So when you're using EFT to clear blocks, you are tapping on 9 meridian points.
Okay.
And the first point to tap on is the karate chop point at the edge of your hand.
Okay.
And I've also placed a picture of the points on my blog on my website. So while I'm talking about where to tap, people could actually go to my website and see a visual of that.
Give everybody the website again.
It's psychandthecity.org.
And then they go to the website. There's a spot where it says blog. They click on that, and then they'll see the picture.
Yes, I just put that up last night.
Okay, now, folks, if you're driving, please don't check your iPads or your phone.
No.
Okay?
Wait till you get home.
Can you maybe, like, for those that, you know, might be in a car or not near a computer, can you kind of give the idea where you're saying where exactly it is? Like when you're saying the side of your hand, right?
Yes.
Like where
so it's on the edge of your hand. It would be, if you were karate chopping a board, okay. It would be the edge of your hand by your little finger.
And it's okay, and just against the other hand, right?
It's in the middle of your hand.
Middle.
On the edge.
All right.
So that's
I don't want to break anything in the studio.
No, you're tapping with the two fingers of your other hand.
No, I know, but I'm
difficult, Charlotte.
Yeah, but I'm clumsy though. But okay.
So there's four steps to EFT. So we have to choose a target. So we've chosen as your target, Chris, that you have to have problems in your life.
Yes.
So I've developed a setup statement for us to tap on. So I want to see how this resonates with you.
Okay.
Even though I feel I need to have problems in my life.
Even though I need to feel that I have to have problems in my life.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay. Now our second step is to rate that. When you're thinking about the problems in your life and having that coming in, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what would your rating of that thought be? Does it make you anxious? Does it make you worried? On a scale of 1 to 10.
So anxious or worried, the more anxious or worried I am, that would be closer to 10?
That's correct.
Well, because I'm that way most of the time, no matter what I'm thinking about, even with this, I would probably say a 7.
A 7.
Yeah,
okay.
7.
So now we're going to go through the process of tapping on that. So we're going to say the setup statement, and you're going to tap on that karate chop point. And when you're tapping, you're just doing a series of taps. So it's tap, 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 tap. As you're talking. So let's start tapping on the karate chop point, and we'll say the setup statement. Even though I feel I need to have problems in my life.
Even though I feel the need to have problems in my life.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
And repeat that again.
Even though I feel the need to have problems in my life. I deeply and completely accept myself.
One more time.
Even though I feel the need to have problems in my life, I deeply and completely accept myself.
And we're going to go to the next point, which is the eyebrow point. So it is tapping on the beginning portion of your eyebrow, just above your eye.
Okay.
And it's tap, 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 tap.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to say, I feel the need to have problems in my life.
I feel the need to have problems in my life.
And then we're going to go to the side of your eye. So it's where your eyebrow is ending and right at the corner of your eye. And you're going to tap, tap, tap there.
Okay.
I need to have problems in my life to feel important.
I need to have problems in my life to feel important.
And we're going to go under your eye.
Under my eye, okay. Does it matter which eye? The right one still?
Doesn't matter which eye.
Okay.
I have to have problems in my life.
I have to have problems in my life.
And the next point is directly under your nose. And just tap, tap, tap on that point.
Okay.
Even though I feel the need to have problems in my life.
Even though I feel the need to have problems in my life.
I choose to feel calm and peaceful.
I choose to feel calm and peaceful.
And now it's on your chin, just underneath your lip. There's a little divot in your chin.
Okay.
So tap there.
All right.
even though I need to have problems in my life?
Even though I feel the need to have problems? Is it even though I need or feel the need?
Whichever.
Okay, even though I need to have problems in my life?
I deeply and completely accept who I am.
I deeply and completely accept who I am.
And now we're going to the collarbone. So it is just at the edge of the collarbone and kind of the middle of your throat.
Okay.
You'll feel a bit of a U start, and you can tap on either side again. So you're tapping on the collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I feel the need to have problems in my life.
Even though I feel the need to have problems in my life.
I've decided to accept myself.
I decided to accept myself.
Now we're going under the arm, and it can be on either side. So it's just below your armpit, right in the center of your side.
Okay.
Even though I feel I have to have problems in my life.
Even though I feel I have to have problems in my life.
I choose to feel calm and peaceful.
I choose to feel calm and peaceful.
And now we're going to the top of the head, and it's right in the middle of your head.
Okay.
Even though I feel I need to have problems in my life.
Even though I feel the need to have problems in my life.
I deeply and completely accept who I am.
I deeply and completely accept who I am.
Okay, so now we've just done a full round. We've tapped on all 9 points. So now take a deep breath. And release that. And if you were rating your feelings about that setup statement now, what would you rate that feeling as?
A 3, right away.
Wow.
Okay. So we went from a 7 to a 3. Probably if I was in a session with someone, we would do another round.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably add in more of those positive affirmations.
Do you want to do another round?
Well, 7 to a 3 is pretty darn good, I think.
Yes.
I'm not saying that to get out of another round. I mean, I feel the difference.
Yes. And tapping on those meridian points helps to release that emotional blockage from that worry and anxiety you have around having a problem. Because most people don't want to have problems, but yet that's what they're always calling into their life, because they can't really imagine a state where they don't have a problem. And that feels uncomfortable for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So by going through the statements and you're acknowledging the problem, and we're tapping on those points to release that energy that is surrounding that problem, so that it's easier to get rid of that negative energy and then call in what you do want.
Wow.
You want some ease and flow in your life. You don't always want things to be a big problem for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, eh, Chris?
Very interesting.
Now, Charlotte, when people... I know when people release, like when I release, what happens with what you just did with Christopher.
Yes.
What's some things he can experience? Because maybe some of our listeners that were listening did the same, did the tapping. What do people feel or can feel?
Some people, you know, notice that there is actually a decrease in tension in their body.
Okay.
Some people just feel that, you know, they feel lighter or their head is clearer. Some people aren't as maybe connected to some of those body feelings, and that's why it's really important to do the rating. You want to call their attention to their tension or their dis-ease with a subject, and you want them to consciously rate that on the scale of 1 to 10. So that at the end of that, when we're rating it again, they can actually tap into that and go, oh, yes, that has gone down.
Now, Christopher, would you say you feel lighter?
I definitely feel lighter, yes.
Yeah. Folks listening, Christopher and I are very, very connected. And before we start shows, we have talked about this many times on the show. I can tell you when he has a soda. We say pop, Charlotte, right? This is our ongoing thing, right? But I can tell because I feel dizzy. As you were doing that session, Chris, I was feeling lighter because you were feeling lighter. I was feeling your stuff.
Well, we're connected like that, so absolutely, you felt it.
Yep. Exactly. So that's what I wanted to tell everybody, that, you know, I could feel you were getting definitely lighter. It is very interesting how just tapping on certain spots can do things like that.
Well, you can tell when I'm having a crazy day, too, can't you?
Yeah, and you seem a lot calmer.
Definitely a lot calmer right now.
And as
you talk to this man every day, Charlotte?
Pardon me?
Could you talk to this man every day?
Well, he would have to set up an appointment, and we'd have to have that check-in.
Let's talk about that, okay? So anyone listening, so they've heard you now personally work with Christopher.
Yes.
You can do this over the phone with people, right?
I can do it over the phone. I can do it. Sometimes it's easier to do it over Skype so that people can actually see the tapping points. And sometimes it's a better connection sometimes when you can see the other person.
Yeah.
And while we were going through that process, I noticed that Chris, you stopped a couple of times and you wanted the correct wording. And this is a very forgiving process. There's not really something that you could say wrong. As long as, you know, that's what's coming up for you, then say that.
Okay, yeah, because I almost stopped myself, but I'm glad you said that.
Right, because there's no wrong way to do it. Because I think a couple of times I said, even though I feel it, I need to have problems in my life, and sometimes you weren't repeating it verbatim, and that's okay. That's okay.
That's good to know.
So, if
Charlotte, can we take a quick break?
Sure.
We come back. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Charlotte Cassidy, and we're talking about tapping for abundance. We've got a couple more minutes with Charlotte, but if you want to leave us a call, if you got any questions, 1-800-930-2819, and you can email us or go through the instant feedback area on transformationtalkradio.com website. So stay tuned. We're going to take this short break, and then we'll come back with a little bit more on tapping for abundance. So stay tuned.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, we're having an awesome time here today. We've got Charlotte Cassidy with us, and we're tapping for abundance. And if you've been listening to the show, Charlotte's been talking about blocks, and she's been working with our producer, Christopher. And when we went to break, Chris, you just got to tell everybody what you want to tap on next, because I just can't stop smiling about this. This is like a whole new door opening for Charlotte now. What do you want her to help you with next?
Off the air, we were talking about cravings. So I was just kind of joking around, and I said, you know, how about, you know, my love for something like chocolate? And I said, what would I say? Would I say, even though I feel the need to eat chocolate, I deeply and completely will eat it, or something like that?
That's not what he's going to do, folks. Yeah. But you can use tapping for so many other things, can't you, Charlotte?
Yes. When you're choosing that target, it could be a problem. It could be an event. It could be a symptom in your body. So it could be a craving. It could be a pain. It could be an illness. Because the EFT method is like emotional or psychological acupuncture. So it reduces resistance to the problem so that the problem can be released.
Mm-hmm. You know what I used it for when I had to go to the dentist for over fear?
Yes.
It really was helpful for that. And I also learned how to do it for pain when I had Crohn's disease. And it really helped. It was really amazing at how much it helped. Now, Chris, are you still feeling like spinny over there, like I'm feeling your stuff?
You know what? Not in the last like 30 seconds, because my mind got distracted.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, did you feel distraction?
Yeah.
Well, you got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting, folks. Chris and I are really connected, and some behind the scenes stuff. Anytime, like, I know we're starting a show, I can do.
Well, nobody's in the studio with me. It's just, I'm thinking about what I have to do at 6 o'clock, I didn't do that on purpose. It's just the way my brain's working.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of us know how your brain works, my friend.
Well, I don't, so please tell me.
Oh, okay. That's a whole other show.
Right.
But now, like, going back to you having that session, do you still feel like you had told Charlotte you were like a number three, right?
Yes, it was very deep. If you could make a bar graph out of that, you would see a big dip there. I didn't want to say one, because then that means everything's perfect, and it didn't go that route, because there's always that little hint of anxiety in there, but it's a lot better than what it was.
Now, so Charlotte, let me ask you this. You did this with Chris. He went through that. He feels a three now. Would it go back again? Or now he's at a three, he'd stay there, and then another time you'd work with him, it would go down more and permanently be down more?
In a session, I would work with someone until we got to a one or a zero.
Okay.
If it was something that was really resistant and we had worked on it for a while and couldn't get down past the three, if they were comfortable leaving it at that, I may leave that until another session.
Okay.
But in my experience, most people work down to a one or a zero fairly quickly.
And so how many sessions would you say, you know, somebody has an issue with not having abundance? Does it have to depend on their belief system of how many sessions you would do with them? Explain to people how the whole process would work. Would they normally come to you, say, okay, I'm having, you know, this challenge, I don't have any money coming in, I have no abundance in my life, how many sessions would I need to have with you? Or is that even a question you could answer generally?
It's not really something I can answer right at the beginning. It really has to deal with how many blocks there are, to be clear.
Okay.
So okay. When I read through that list of money-limiting beliefs, most people have more than one. Yeah. When I read through that list, there will be certain things that resonate with people. For example, one of the ones that I had was, it's not safe for me to be successful, to stand out, to be apart from the crowd. Mm-hmm. It's not safe for me to have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And those were things when I go back through my background that I can see that. So if you have a lot of money, people can be coming out of the woodwork asking you for loans or, different things will pop up or family will come to you expecting money. People will be after you for that money. Mm-hmm. So that was a block that I had. Mm-hmm. And I also had the block about working hard.
I
recently saw an interview with Jay-Z. Oprah was interviewing Jay-Z, and he was talking about the success that he's had, and he said, you know, I almost didn't have the success because my mother instilled in me that you had to work hard to be successful.
Yeah.
And he said, doing the rapping and writing his rhymes, he said, I never thought that was hard work. It just came so naturally to me. And he said, for a while, I was looking for something else to do because I thought, to make money, I have to work hard.
Yeah.
So think of where he would be had he not followed what he liked to do.
Amazing. I cannot say enough about how many shows we've done where it goes back to the root being your childhood, your belief system. And once you can release that, it just, the sky's the limit, basically, right?
Yes.
We're almost out of time here. For everyone to connect with you, it's psychandthecity.org.
That's correct.
Right? And they can come into your offices in Milton, Ontario, Canada.
Yes.
Right?
That's at the Complete Wellness Clinic in Milton.
Okay. And then if they want to work with you anywhere around the world, you can do it through Skype.
Yes.
What other sessions can people work with you through Skype? Like, what other things do you do with that you could help them with?
I also do Psyche facilitation, so that's also working on subconscious limiting beliefs. The process is a little bit different than the EFT tapping, but we can work on dysfunctional programs, and we can actually put in programs into your subconscious that would be more life-affirming.
And that's really great too to do. We're out of time here, my friend. We've spent so much time doing the process that the show's gone so fast.
It does. Always goes quickly.
It does. Now, folks, again, I want to give you the website, psychandthecity.org. Check out Charlotte and work with her. Release your baggage. Attract that abundance. 2014, it's your time to soar, folks. Charlotte, it's been awesome having you with us today, my friend. Thanks for coming back. We'll have you back again. I'm sure there's lots we could talk about.
I'm sure, too. Thanks so much, Sue.
Thanks. Well, folks, I want to thank all of you, too, for tuning into the show today. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, next week we're dedicating our show to all of our furry friends that we've lost. The topic is signs and messages from the other side. And I'm going to tell you all about how my dog, Willie, and all my other furry friends who I've had prepared me for their death and the messages and the signs that they shared about their crossings. Now, if you have ever loved and lost a pet before, this is a show I promise you do not want to miss. So be sure to join us next Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for that show. Now, on behalf of our great guest, Charlotte Cassidy, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to all wish you much love and many blessings. Christopher, you're still hanging on in there, my friend?
I'm hanging on.
Awesome. Well, any last words?
I feel lighter still.
Oh, hi. Chris feels lighter. This is like another miracle happening, eh, my friend?
They always do on Thursdays.
Folks, join us, and we'll help you again next week. So have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.